Good morning and praise God for wherever you're listening in from. So today, this particular episode is just one to appreciate my father, and I know he's listening, and I just want to pour out my heart for him to know that I constantly appreciate him, something I tell him almost every day. And so, Daddy, I honor you, I respect you, I honor the covering over your life, over our lives that you give. I honor the way you provide for us. I honor how you protect us. I honor how you love your family, how you love us, your children, my siblings and I, how you love my mother. And over the years, I have seen a man with so much resilience, a man of great influence, a man who has transformed lives, a man who is not selfish but seeks the interest of others, a man who fights for the voices of those who are vulnerable in the society, a man who arises to just defend the rights of people, a man who arises to defend his family. Daddy, you are a great man and you have a great heart. I have learned so many things from you as a father. I have learned gentleness. I have learned to love people because you always told us to love people. I have learned to share because for you, sharing even within our siblings, even sharing snacks is a big deal. What I've seen growing up was a big deal. I have learned wisdom because sitting by you and listening to you speak is just like is a gift which I don't take for granted. I have learned to be slow to my speech and quick to listen, because you are a man of wisdom. You would just, when someone would come to you with something, you would first not respond. You would take your time, and by the time you come back with a response, you would be so, it would be well thought out. And so you have taught me to be patient, to be somebody who listens more than I speak. You've taught me how to walk into various spaces, various rooms. I remember as I grew up, you would always call me to meet your great friends, various friends that of yours, and I would just sit there and observe. And I have picked so many lessons from that. You really spoiled me growing up. And like, I felt so much love, and in a good way, that spoiled me in a good way. I felt so much love. It was your, how you told me how I need to focus on my books and how education is so important, and you kept pushing me. And we've had our times when we disagreed because we are both strong people. I'd like more say like I am the female version of my father. I am my father's daughter, and he is a tough man. And you have taught me to value what is important in life, to value family above all, to value God. Like, God has been the center. And every day you would tell us, God bless you and God loves you and I'm so proud of you. And from a young age, you've always called us my little angels. Angel number one, me. Angel number two and three, my other sisters and my brother, the like a prince who came in later. You were a girl, you were a father to girls, for the longest period before our darling mother came along. And you would just come down to our level as children. You would play with us. You would always bring us to snacks after when you came back home from work. You ensured we had the best life. You have taught us. For me, it's the family meetings we'd have when either we were disagreeing with my siblings or something. You were like, let's have a family meeting, and you would be quick to solve it. And you taught us to always have each other's backs. I remember times when I'd come to you crying because of various reasons, and you'd just sit and listen to me. And when you knew I was not okay, you would ask Laura, "Ko wapi wife?" Because you know when I am, you know, always know when I'm a very talkative daughter, talkative child, but because when I'm with my family, and you have always given me room to just be myself and told me that nothing is impossible and I can do whatever I want to be. And I look into your life, Daddy, and I see so much. I see somebody who is so focused. I see a big dreamer who has been able to push forth despite the difficulties and setbacks in life. I have seen you on your best days, and you've also allowed me to see you on days that you, when you weren't basically okay. But what I love about you, Daddy, is that you are down today, and then you allow yourself to feel that, and then when you rise up again, I'm just like, who's this? And so I'm so grateful for having observed your life and picked lessons from that, from how you took care of your parents. It amazes me that a man so influential and so tough could still, like with so much love in his heart, like how you balance the two, Daddy. I pray that I will be able to walk in wisdom like you have done all your life, and that I will be able to step in great rooms like you have, because I really admire that. And that because you have always told me to keep pushing and keep rising above, and because of how you've spoken into my life all these years, I want to say thank you. And thank you so much for being a present father. Thank you so much for affirming my sisters and I, my brother too. Thank you so much for the sacrifices you have put in place. Some we know, some we don't know. Thank you for always preparing for us food sometimes. Thank you for dancing for us. Thank you for singing for us. Thank you for singing for me when I finished my classes, and even carrying me up because I excelled in my exams. Thank you for always celebrating my milestones even after Form 4. Thank you for celebrating all my milestones. Thank you for always being present. Thank you for always coming to school to visit me with so much goodies. Like, thank you for all the moments you have been present in my life, because you have been present for all of them. I have not missed, there's not a single moment I say that I have missed your presence and example in my life. And I don't take it for granted, Daddy. And even as you listen into this, I want to know that I love you so much. I honor you and I respect you, and that you are the greatest father. And I will not ask God for another. I will never ask God for another. And I pray that God will continue to increase you, that he will give you favor, that his hand will be upon your life in your going out and your coming in, that he will cause you to sit with kings like the king that you are, that he will continue to glorify you and redeem like everything that you, all your heart desires, all your heart desires, all your dreams, study, that you will see them coming to life through your life, through the life of us, your children, that you will continue to grow in stature with God and man, that you will continue, he will be a shield round about you, that he will be the glory in your midst, that God will preserve you, that God will keep you, that God will give you good health, long life, that you will live to see the generations, and that you will live to see the fruits you have labored for, and the how you have planted and how you have sowed. And that you know that I really love you, and that I really care about you, and that it is my desire to make you proud and to walk in a way that honors you in all that I do, and to be a daughter that gives his father, that causes your father to smile, their parent to smile. And thank you so much for being my friend. Thank you so much for being somebody I could always talk to about anything. Thank you for teaching me to just, like, for leading the way for me to just step out and be bold, and for being that example in my life, and for being the greatest man I know. You are the greatest man I know, Dad. And I'm so grateful, extremely grateful, that I get to call you my father. I would have it no other way. I would have it no other way. And I love you, Daddy. I do. And I love you, Daddy. I love you so much. And God, I thank God for you. I thank God for who you are. I thank God for you, Daddy. I just look at your life and I see what you've been through and how you have been able to stand above it all, and how you have covered your family And that in me, I'm just like, I have not seen that in anywhere else but in you. And thank you so much for being a loving father, Mr. Paul Posh Abora. And God loves you. God bless you. I love you. Irene loves you. Sandra loves you. Peter loves you. Mom loves you. We all love you. And we are praying for you. We are always here for you. We will always be here for you to hold you down through all the seasons. And God bless you. You're a great man. You're a great dad. You're a great leader. You're a great leader. You are you'll be a great grandfather. You'll be a great, in all capacities that God is calling you to, daddy, you'll be a great person. This nation has seen nothing yet, even as you serve in whatever capacity God has blessed you to. We honor you, daddy, and we love you. We highly esteem you. You are a great man. Just know that you're a great man, and your family, we care for you. We honor you from the depths of our hearts, and we highly esteem you, dad. And thank you so much for being such a great example. I could go on and on. Good news, I could go on this. I could even write a book about how great you of a man you are, and how great of a father that you are, daddy. And so today, even as you celebrate Father's Day, this is my letter to you as your loving firstborn daughter, to just appreciate you and to just tell you that you've been doing a great job. And as we call you King, you have been doing a great job, daddy. And we love you so, so much. And God richly bless you.